This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's going on, everyone? Joe to camera, and yeah, normally John Ritchie, but not today. It is Elliot in for John. Wonderful to be with you as we broadcast this morning from Borgata. Hope you're having a great start to your Friday, start of another summer weekend over the next couple of hours. And, of course, for the Phils, it was the end of an eventful series yesterday. Now, a split yesterday. Disappointing, obviously, to see them lose the second, but all things being what they are, they won 2 of 3 from the Atlanta Braves. There was an awful lot going on in that series. We'll get into that. Eagles, by the way, Phil's no longer at the best record as they were passed yesterday by those, imagine, the freaking Tigers, wherever that came from. Eagles, we'll get into them quite a bit. Elliot, obviously, on the beat with the OTAs. He's in today. We'll get into the coming season. Rick Tocchet will be on the show. Tocchet today at 8:30, his first appearance in our program since becoming the Flyers head coach. So we've got, needless to say, a lot going on, including your chance to win Phillies tickets. You can win them only, though, by joining us at 215-592-9494. Elliot, how are you, pal?
What up? How you doing this morning,
good,
Joe?
Good, bud.
Doing good.
Yeah,
excited to be in today. A lot going on.
So I wish the Phils had won that second game.
Me too.
A little more festive if they had, but I think that, you know, people should be pretty satisfied, I would hope. I mean, we'll find out where you stand at 215-592-9494 in our Fightin' Phils. But I think as we do our final show in the month of May.
Which is crazy, by the way.
Which is crazy. Clock is moving fast.
Yes. Training camp will be here in no time.
Training camp is
it's close. It's like 6 weeks away.
It beckons.
7 weeks away.
It does. So, but look, I mean, quick Phils thought. I'm totally psyched. I mean,
yeah.
They're playing great baseball. You know, Wheeler, obviously, who is, I think, ordinarily one of the two best Phillies, yesterday struggled in the fourth inning, and essentially that was the game. I mean, he got behind in that inning, and that was kind of it. But on the whole, I mean, outstanding baseball team.
I just love the resiliency this team shows. One thing I've never felt about this team is that they fight back and that they fight hard, right? In past years, this iteration of the team has caved whenever things have gone poorly. I just thought yesterday, even, like, to have Strom yet again blow another league. He's not been good this year. And, like, to come back and win that, I just thought they continue to show resiliency. So I was proud of the team in game one. And then game two, Wheeler struggles. That's not going to happen often. I think you just write that one off.
Yeah, no, I tend to agree with that. All right, so look, you can weigh in, 215-592-9494 on the Phils. What'd you make of the series? There's a lot going on. Retaliate, don't retaliate. Did he retaliate? Did he not retaliate? You know, Wheeler hits a scrub Brave. Does that count? Does it not count? Was it intentional? Was it not intentional? Look, all of that is on the table for you at 215-592-9494. Let's get to the Eagles, because Elliot, obviously we love having John in here, but we also love having you in here. And
a real football guy.
Well, you know, Devin in for Reed today. Devin always here on Friday. No, Reed. Devin, do you acknowledge that Elliot more of a football guy than Richie?
I mean, look, 2025 Eagles Insider of the Year.
Exactly right.
You can't argue stats.
It's funny how things have changed. I'm the real football guy, and I think Richie's the better-dressed one at this point. You know? So,
look, here's the deal. I didn't see Richie in that Eagles locker room last year or the last 20. And, you know, Elliot's on it. All right, so let's roll up our sleeves and get into the Eagles. There's a lot to discuss. Elliot, what's top of mind for you? I mean, coming season, there's a lot of ways, obviously, to take this when you think of what's on anybody's mind with the upcoming season. What hits you as we sit here today?
I mean, man, there's so much. But, you know, since I've been at the facility on Wednesday, awesome to see him back. Awesome to see him practicing. Good to just be back in football mode. The thing that I keep thinking about, and I can't get it off my brain, is the Kevin Pitullo hiring is really something I'm not sure we've made enough of, in terms of losing Kellen Moore might be a bigger deal than I thought and a bigger deal than we all thought. And I found this stat to be wild. So the last 25 Super Bowl winners, so the last 25 teams to win the Super Bowl, only two, not including this year's Eagles, because we don't know yet what happens, only two lost their main offensive guy.
Wow.
And only and of the two.
Can I take a guess?
Yeah, go ahead. Well, one's easy.
Oh, 25 years,
Eagles.
You said?
Yeah. Yeah, 25
one's the
years.
Eagles, obviously.
Well, one's the Eagles. Okay, I was going to say Shanahan, but that's too far back in 94. That's more than 25 years. Never mind. Go ahead. I'm sorry to break your
show. No. It's all good. So the 2004 Patriots, ironically, also involved the Eagles. They lose Charlie Weiss.
I remember that.
The 2017 Eagles, they lose Frank Reich. They go to Mike Groh. But so two takeaways from that. One, the fact only two teams in 25 years have lost their main offensive guy was shocking to me.
It is.
I would have thought this happened every other year, you know, like maybe it's because it always happens to the Eagles that we just assume that is what happens. So,
well, I'll just say this. I think a lot of it's because normally it's the head coach.
Well, that's the other part of it. Andy Reid, Sean McVay.
Right.
Yeah.
Totally.
But the two times the team lost their main offensive guy, the team averaged less points the following year. And we obviously saw that in 2017 with the Eagles, and then to a lesser degree, since they didn't win the Super Bowl, in 2023 with this Eagles team as well. The issues from going to their main guy in 2022 Brian Johnson.
Yeah.
So my main concern with this team is this, is I know Jalen has a large part to do with the offense. I know Nick has a large part to do with the offense. But I don't think this team has ever really won with scheme. Like, I think they win with details. And my concern is when you lose who I thought was probably your best schematic guy in Kellen Moore, this team is going to need more of a counterpunch next year than they did last year. And history shows not only do teams not lose their offensive guy, when they do lose him, it doesn't go well. So I think highly of Kevin Petullo. I think he's smart. I think what he's achieved with Nick is obviously impressive. But we are underestimating the loss of their main offensive mind from last year and what that could potentially do to this team.
Well, look, we'll see, you know, what you think and where you stand. 215-592-9494. I know that issue has worried John a lot. It worries me less because, honestly, I think to a large extent they're just going to do what they do. I don't think it's really that complicated. You know, I think they just kind of run the Jalen Hurts offense, if you will, which means a lot of ride and decide. It means a lot of running. And now, look, I'm not saying things are that simple because they're not that simple. But I think to a large extent, what we saw last year is what we'll see this year. Now, you can say, well, look, in 2023, same statement could have been made and the offense fell apart. And to this day, I still am baffled by how that offense fell apart in the last seven games. So, you know, was it schematic? I mean, Brian Johnson ultimately lost his job. Was it players started underperforming? Was it players were bickering?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And we're underperforming. Was it that Sirianni had his hand in it and it wasn't going well with the way he was running? I mean, let me just ask you. What do you think was the – because I've kind of never known what the primary – what do you think? I kind of thought it might have been because Jalen just started playing bad, but what do you think the primary was in 2023?
I do think we could point to a lot of different things, but the primary thing to me is, and really what has me so concerned about next year is, they could not come up with a solution to the blitz. And you could say that it's the coaching staff. You could say it was Jalen's inability to deal with the blitz. Regardless, the two sides, the quarterback and the coaching staff, could not come up together with an idea to fix a problem. And that's a schematic thing. Like, stopping the blitz is about having an answer from what you see on the tape from the opposing defense that week and how you're going to prepare for the blitz. And the two sides were unable to make that work. And so while I do think, to your point, that this offense is Jalen-oriented, Jalen calls plays, ultimately, you have to have some things where you have schematic answers to what a defense is doing. And in 2023, they did not have that towards the end of the season, and it completely tanked them. Like, their inability to stop the blitz completely tanked them. And my concern now is, after losing Kellen Moore, there are going to be things they have to have schematic answers to, and they lost their main offensive mind and didn't add anybody else really new into the building.
Well, look, we'll see you stand 215-592-9494 on that concern. I know for John, that's a big one. Look, let me give you something that hits me that, frankly, I got to tell you, has been just woefully under-discussed. I mean, to the point where it's almost stunning to me that it hasn't been a bigger factor, and that is, will they and can they ride Saquon as much as they did last year? Mm. Will they? I think not. Can they? Impossible to know, because we don't know if he's going to get through the whole season healthy again. I would just tell you, it is so highly unlikely. I mean, think of it this way, guys. For those that don't know, Saquon was bordering on 500 touches last year. Okay, when you add the postseason in, he was around 490 touches. And the offense, now look, we had some disagreement on this yesterday on the show, but I believe, and I would think most people would think, that the offense primarily ran through Saquon. Now, I said earlier the offense, you know, is a Jalen offense, but what I mean by that, it's an offense that's going to run a lot, and Jalen's going to do his running, but he's also going to hand it off to the running back. It used to be Miles Sanders and became Saquon Barkley. And obviously let me take everyone back to last October, November, December. I was saying during those months, and the Eagles were building and building and building excellence in those months, I was saying this is probably not sustainable, meaning I don't think they can lean on Saquon through game 20 or 21 in February, like to this extent. And I was wrong. I was flat out wrong. The Eagles did what the Niners had done the prior year. The Eagles did what the Falcons did in 1998 with Jamal Anderson. Was that his name, Jamal Anderson?
Yes.
Yeah, Jamal Anderson. The Eagles did what the Cowboys did with that bum. What was that guy's name in 2013-14?
DeMarco Murray.
DeMarco. Like, they went all in. I mean, you can't go more all in than, like, let's give the guy the ball 500 times, basically. And they won a Super Bowl. And God bless Saquon and the Eagles for seeing it through and getting it done. And Saquon, to me, was like a superhero last year. I just find it impossible, not implausible, but impossible that he can do that again. So then the question is, so then what happens? Is there a running back that can fill the void and touch it 100 more times? Who's that guy? How good is he? Is that 75 more passes by Jalen Hurts? If so, is he better in the passing game than he was last year, when I thought he was, during the regular season, very mediocre in the passing game, outstanding in the passing game, final two games of the overall season? Like, to me, it's a topic that I'm shocked hasn't gotten more play. Elliot, first off, he's not going to touch it close to 500 times again, right?
Well, I don't think that's their plan.
It shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be, and it also can't be, right? You can't have him touch it almost 1,000 times in two seasons, just realistically.
So what happens?
Well, so what really
is it? Let me ask you this, Ellie. Is it lean on backup running back, or is it lean on Jalen Hurts?
It's lean on Jalen Hurts. I think that's what they're going to do. I think you're going to see Jalen throw it more. And the Saquon thing, I think it's a really interesting point, because I think it speaks to like a core issue maybe heading into next season. Is everything was so special and perfect last year, nobody wants to believe that it couldn't be that next year. But the reality is, your point about Saquon is like factually correct, right? Almost all running backs that touch it as much as Saquon did last year don't have the season they do next year. And that's not an anti-Saquon thing. That's not an anti-Eagles thing. That is a history of the NFL thing that we all have to stare in the face and accept is likely going to be a reality. And to your point, while I do side on the Jalen's the most important player on the offense, regardless of whether who you think it is, those are the two most important, and Saquon's a large chunk of the importance. And to get the same season out of him next year, I think is highly unlikely.
Highly. Now, look, there's guys like Derrick Henry that just keep doing it, like LL Cool J, doing it.
Not as well the next year.
I just find it unlikely. So what do you guys make of that? I mean, why is it so under-discussed? Do you agree Saquon, like, almost definitely won't touch it as much? And do you think Jalen has it in his bag to step up if need be? Who is backup running back guy that's number two?
So it's Will Shipley, who actually had a really good practice on Wednesday, and I do think there's reason to be excited about him. But he's not Saquon, right? Like, we'll probably never see a better running back season than we did.
Is he Gainwell?
Yeah, he's. I think he's Gainwell, but he will touch it
more.
What
about A.J. Dillon?
A.J. Dillon, I think, will be involved, but A.J. Dillon's not going to get more than like four carries a game if everything goes to script.
And typically, the Eagles don't even give the third running back
right, he
one
might,
carry.
It might not even be one.
I mean, that's so does Sirianni change? You know, I mean, all right, a lot going on there because I think the offense ran through Saquon. I think most people would acknowledge that was, I mean, he was, he's the guy to finish second. What was it second for MVP?
Second for MVP.
So, was, yeah. You know,
third.
It's a challenge.
Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, then Saquon.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.